अस्तु, वी विल गेट स्टार्टेड नाउ. सो ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ओम शांति शांति शांति. सो लास्ट वीक वी सॉ हाउ वर्ड्स आर क्लासिफाइड इन संस्कृत एंड वी सॉ दैट देर आर पुंलिंग नपुंसक लिंग एंड स्त्रीलिंग. दीज आर द कैटेगरीज इन विच द जेंडर्स ऑफ द वर्ड्स आर क्लासिफाइड एंड हाउ दे आर रेफर्ड टू वेन we look them far away or at something that is nearby. And with respect to words here, we saw that eshaha is for pumlingaha, saha is for pumlingaha, yeshaha is something that is nearby, saha is something that is far away, etat is napunsakalinga word and something that is nearby, tat that is far away, right? And generally we saw that aha, if ending of the word is aha, where we have the visargaha. Visargaha indicates the two dots that we are putting at the end of the word. And if it is sounding as aha, then that is called as akaranta pumlinga shabdaha. Akaranta pumlinga shabdaha, we have seen it last week. And etat, tat, when we are using these, we are referring to words that are there in napunsakalinga. So etat is something that is nearby, tat that is something that is far away. And we had seen that they are generally ending with am. Napunsakalinga words have ended with am. Penakam, phalakam, lekhanam. So all these kind of pronunciations that are having this kind of ending, and we are seeing these words are being called as akaranta napunsakalinga words. So this is how we had seen last week. So we'll kind of revise what we have seen. So we have this word here, ajanu bahu. So here this is referred for Rama, and we will try to understand what it means, and there are a lot of these kind of words that we'll try to understand as we go forward. So ajanu bahuhu means bahuhu is actually arm, and janu is indicating knee. So for Rama, somebody whose arms are reaching up to the knee is called as ajanu bahuhu. And we have different words for this. For example, saptaha is week, dinam is day. So saptaha is actually akaranta punlinga shabdaha, and we have dinam. Dinam is a napunsakalinga shabdaha, right? It is is the pronunciation that is coming here when we look at the ending of the word. Similarly, samudram is a napunsakalinga shabdaha. Samudram. Margaha. Here again the pronunciation is aha. We would refer here this word in pumlinga shabda. Gopalah. So we will also go forward as we learn. We will also see variations with respect to the count also. And in Sanskrit, there the count is not only just singular and plural, we'll also see something like dual. Meaning, when we have two things, ekavachanam, dvivachanam. Dvivachanam means two, and bahuvachanam. Bahuvachanam indicates multiple things. So, Ekavachanam is singular. Dvivachanam is dual. Bahuvachanam is kind of multiples or plural. So, these are the three categories in which we will have the count also. So, Gopalah. See, Gopalah, Gopalah will become singular. Yeshah Gopalah, Sah Gopalah. This is how we will try to refer to. Gopalah, Gopalah is plural. We will try to also see how these are pronounced as we go slowly. And there are other words also. We will see these prefixes of the word as we go forward. Astu. So let us revise whatever we have learned so far. This is called as Punaravartanam. Punaravartanam indicates revision. Ekavaram Punaravartanam Kurma. Let us do revision once. So we started off trying to understand how are we going to introduce ourselves. Vayam katham parichaya kurma iti jnatavan. Parichayaha. Parichaya indicates introduction. So mama nama jayantaha. And if you are referring to the feminine gender, we are asking bhavatyaha namakim. And if it is the male gender, we ask bhavatah namakim. Bhavatyah namakim, bhavatah namakim. So masculine, we generally referred with bhavatah namakim. And feminine, bhavatyah namakim. And for both of the genders, we referred or we answered it saying mama nama, mama nama. My name is Mama Nama so and so. So we started off with Parichayaha. Then, and we saw the ending of the words. The ending of the words, how they are pronounced in Sanskrit. Then they are associated with how they would be called as. So the ending is what would be referred to as the naming of the words. So, ah, akarantah pumlinga shabdah. So, ah, ramah, balakah, jayantah. So, whenever we had these kind of endings as ah, then we are referring to these words as akarantah pumlinga shabdah. So, words are classified. The beauty of Sanskrit is, it is also classified based on the ending of the word. The ending of the words will give us how they need to be called as. So, for example, they are classified based on the ending of the words with respect to nouns. And they have a particular form. So, if we know one word, other words could also follow the same form. So, the way in which they would be used, in especially in declensions and with respect to verbs, will follow this form. So, rule could be generated. See, any word of this form can be called in this way. So, that is how Sanskrit has classified them. So, we will come to know how they are being used, what is the kind of usage for it. So, aha, any kind of ending, aha, not in, when we say any kind of ending, this is again following the rules of grammar which are laid out by Panini Maharshi. And then we'll try to understand how they follow these rules. And slowly, when we get into the Vyakaranam, in the Vyakaran classes, this would be explained. But for now, majority of the cases, we'll see. Adhikataya, we will see that aha is akaranta pumlinga shabda. And am akaranta napunsaka linga shabda. This is how we would kind of see them. But this is the kind of form they would take. So, how is this formed? So, Vrukshaha, we had seen Vrukshaha. Vrukshaha is essentially a tree. Vrukshaha. And इट् इस् बेसिकलि अकारान्तः पुंलिङ्गशब्दः, अकारान्तपुंलिङ्गशब्दः. एण्ड् हौ इस् इट् फार्म्ड्? वृक्षः. हौ डु वि ब्रेक् इट्? सो वि हाव् टु गो टु द रूट् फार्म् आफ् द लेटर्स् इन् आर्डर् टु डिरैव् हौ इट् इस् फार्म्ड्. ओके, सो वि हाव् वृ. वृ इस् अ काम्बिनेशन् आफ् व एण्ड् रु. सो व योजयित्वा रु. Okay, so then when it is added with R, then it will become R. V. V is only for half matra. Now here matra indicates the time duration. Full matra means V. So we have one matra, two matra, three matra in Sanskrit, and half matra for the original form of the consonant. So V, yogah, yogah means plus R. R is indicating the vowel R. It will become R, R. And K, yoga sh, sh, K, yoga sh, sh again is for half mantra, K is for half mantra. So it is kind of, we are reducing the pronunciation time. So right, K, yoga sh, yoga a, yoga ah. Aha is the visarga. This is how vrukshaha will be formed. And whenever this is formed, the root word will be something like this, akarantaha. So if I have to tell vrukshaha, vrukshaha is actually the ekavachanam prathama vibhakti. So that is how we will try to understand. But then akarantaha pumlinga vruksha shabdaha. So now I am going to tell seven vibhaktis of vrukshaha, then I will say, what am I going to say? Then we will say that akarantaha pumlingaha vruksha shabdaha. It will not be vrukshaha shabdaha, but it will become vruksha, no aha at the end. So the root form will be vruksha shabdaha, right? That is why it is akarantaha pumlinga shabdaha, right? And the first form vrukshaha, and I have to pronounce it, I have to say or associate it, then we will start using vrukshaha. So akaranta pumlinga vruksha shabdaha is what is the first declension would be vrukshaha. Astu, similarly for pustakam. Here pustakam is there, right? Astu, is there, and we see that this is why it is called as akarantaha napunsaka lingaha shabdaha. Again, pustakam, if we break it, so it is pa. Pa is again half matra. Yogaha u. U is swara. Yogaha s is s consonant. Yogaha ta. Yogaha a is swara. Yogaha ka. Yogaha a. A. Yogaha ma. So pustakam is at the ending. And when we want to refer to it, we say akarantaha napunsaka lingaha pustak shabdaha. Pustak shabdaha, it is pustakam. So that is why this is akarantaha napunsaka lingaha pustak shabdaha. And when it takes the first declension, it is pronounced as pustakam. Astu? So similarly, we also refer to pronouns as saha and yeshaha. Saha is something that is far away, and this is essentially for pumlinga reference. Pumlinga sarvanama shabdaha. Saha, yeshaha. Yeshaha, something is nearby. And kaha. Kaha is the question for who is he when it is referred to, or who is he when we are referring to far away. Yeshaha, balakaha. Saha, balakaha. एषः कः? एषः वृक्षः. सः कः? सः वृक्षः. सो एनिथिङ्ग् दट् हेज् अ रेफरेन्स् फार् फार् अवे आर् नियर् बै आब्जेक्ट्, एण्ड् वि वाण्ट् टु आस्क् अ क्वश्चन्. इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु आस्क् अ क्वश्चन् फार् फार् अवे मास्कुलैन् थिङ्ग्, सः कः? हू इस् दट् आर् हू इस् हि? रादर् देन् दट् वि आर् रेफरिङ्ग् टु एस् हि. हू इस् हि? सः कः? सः बालकः. एषः कः? So we want to refer somebody who is nearby. Who is he? Yeshaha balakaha. Yeshaha api balakaha. Saha api balakaha. So that is how we are going to respond using saha and yesha. Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha vrukshaha. So this is a tree. And if you want to refer something that is far away, saha kaha saha api vrukshaha, that is also tree. So he is also tree. That is how we would like to answer. Saha kaha yeshaha kaha. Right? And then we saw the napunsaka linga forms. How should I ask or how should I refer to somebody that is far away? And that is actually neuter gender. Right? Pustakam. Pustakam is there. Now, pustakam is actually a napunsakalinga word. Sanganakam, computer, is again a napunsakalinga word. So, how should I ask it? Etat kim. So, kim will become the question. Etat sanganakam. Tat kim. Tat api sanganakam. This is also computer. That is also computer. Etat kim. Tat kim. So, kim is what is that? What is this? What is that will become tat kim. What is this will become etat kim. So, these are the forms in which we will try to refer to when it will become napunsakalinga. Etat and tat are napunsakalinga sarvanama shabdaha. And kim is basically here the question that we will try to ask. So, kaha, kim, all these are called as prashnavachaka shabdaha. Prashnavachaka shabdaha. There are other questions also that we will try to associate it under this category. As we go forward, we'll try to learn them as well and then put them in this category. Astu. So, then we started asking the questions. So, we will try to revise this again. So, most of the times we will try to revise what we learn and then we will go ahead and also see what are the different new words that we encounter. So, now we will try to revise this. So, Kishore Mahadeya asti va?
Astu sir.
Astu sir.
Asmi.
Asmi, asmi sir.
Asmi sir. Samichina. So, can you please do these exercises?
Sure, sir. Saha kaha, saha cholaha. Saha kaha, saha makaraha.
Makaraha ityukte?
Yeah. Saha kaha, saha makaraha.
Makaraha ityukte?
Sorry, I'm not able to understand the question.
Ha. Saha makaraha. Hello.
Okay.
Angla bhashe makaraha ityukte iti vadatu. Angla bhashe.
So you mean you are asking the gender like masculine or something like that?
No. Bhavan iti samskruta bhashe makaraha iti vadati. Vadatu. Hello. Angla bhashe ityukte English. इङ्ग्लिश् भाषे हा भगिनि वदतु
क्रोकडैल्
हा समीचीनम् हा आङ्ग्लभाषे इत्युक्ते
ओके ओके या मकर मीन्स् क्रोकडैल् या
हा इत्युक्ते 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 अर्थः मीन्स् इत्युक्ते आङ्ग्लभाषे मीन्स् इङ्ग्लिश् इन् इङ्ग्लिश् आङ्ग्लभाषे इन् इङ्ग्लिश् What do you call this? Makaraha.
Crocodile.
Yeah. It means. Saha. Etatapi vadatu.
Saha kaha. Saha vidyu deepaha. Bulb. Eshaha kaha. Eshaha kara deepaha. Torch.
Samichinam. Astu mohoday. Dhanyavadaha. Agre. Astu. उमाशङ्कर् महोदय अस्ति वा
आम् अस्मि आम् अस्मि
अस्तु महोदय, वदतु एकवारम्।
एषः घटः, एषः खगः, एषः घटः। तत् किम्? तत् पुस्तकम्। एतत् किम्? एतत् व्यजनम्। एतत् किम्? एतत् ऊरुकम्। एतत् किम्? एतत् वातायनम्।
वातायनम् इत्युक्ते?
वातायनम् इत्युक्ते विण्डो।
समीचीनं समीचीनम्।
तत् किं? तत् भोजनम्।
समीचीनं महोदय, धन्यवादः। अग्रे शुभा भगिनी। शुभा भगिनी अस्ति वा? शुभा भगिनी, वि आर् नाट् एबल् टु हियर् युर् वाय्। अस्तु, नो नो वरीस्। सरिता भगिनी अस्ति वा?
नमस्कार महोदय।
नमस्कार भगिनी।
स्टार्ट करो।
हाँ भगिनी, प्लीज स्टार्ट।
एषः कः? एषः दर्पणः। एषः कः? एषः मण्डपः। एतत् किम्? एतत्।
You are referring to the screen, Bhagini.
Yeah, screen. Where it is?
Yes, Bhagini, but this one is Tat Kim Tat He. Tat Henakam.
Okay. Tat Kim Tat Henakam. Tat Etat Kim Etat Griham. एतत् किम्? एतत् युक्तकम्।
तत् किं
भगिनि? तत् ओके। तत् किं? तत् मीन्स् फार्, करेक्ट्। ओके, तत् किं? तत् युक्तकम्।
युक्तकम्।
तत् किं? तत् कङ्कतम्।
कङ्कतम्।
कङ्कतम्। ओके, कङ्कतम्। ओ, एतत् किम्? एतत् सङ्गणकम्।
सङ्गणकम्
मीन्स्
कम्प्यूटर्।
सङ्गणकम्। कम्प्यूटर्। ओके ओके, सङ्गणकं कम्प्यूटर्। ओके,
अस्तु भगिनि, अस्तु। आं भगिनि, अग्रे नयना भगिनी।
यस् महोदय।
भगिनी, केन् यु डू दिस्?
ओके। एतत् किम्? ओ फ्रेञ्च्। सः कः?
न न न, यु आर् रैट्, एतत् किम् ओन्ली।
ओ सोरि, एतत् किम्? एतत् फ्रेण्ड्। मित्र।
मित्रम्।
मित्रम्।
मित्रम्, चिन्ता मास्तु।
ऐ डोण्ट् नो हौ टु डु दिस्।
वन् इस् मित्रः, अदर् वन् इस् मित्रम्।
ओके, मित्रः, मित्रम्, सन् फ्रेण्ड्। So
Mitraha is akaranta pumlinga shabdaha. So you will use etat, tat, yeshah, saha. Which of these you will try to use here?
Can you repeat again?
So mitraha is pumlinga shabdaha bhagini. Asto. And which of these pronouns would you like to associate here? Etat, tat, saha, yeshah.
Oh, saha kaha. Saha mitraha.
And which of them, which of the other one would you like to use here? Etat, tat, yeshah. This is pumlinga shabdha. Pumlinga shabdha.
Okay. Eshah kaha. Eshah mitrahma.
Mitraha. Mitraha.
Mitraha.
Mitram. Now, for mitram, which of these would you like to associate? Etat, tat, yeshah, sah.
Eshah kaha. Eshah mitram.
Mitram is napunchakalinga word. So again, which of these would you like to associate? Eshah, sah, etat, tat.
Aham vadami.
Vadatu bhagini. Mitram iti napunchakalinga shabdah.
Tat. Mitram is the napunchakalinga. Okay.
So we associate tat and etat. So how will you ask the question?
Etat kim? Etat mitra maha.
Mitram.
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 Mitram. Etat kim? Etat mitram.
Aam.
Mitram.
Aam bhagini. Tat kim?
Tat kim? Tat mitraha.
Nana, mitraha pumlinga shabdaha. Mitram napunsakalinga shabdaha. Etat tat will go for napunsakalinga shabdaha. Saha yeshaha will go for pumlinga shabdaha. So here mitraha is pumlinga shabdaha. So we'll use saha mitraha, yeshaha mitraha. Mitram comes under napunsakalingaha, napunsakalinga shabdaha. We will use
Okay, so I have to repeat for both of them, right?
Astu bhagini, please repeat.
Okay, so saha kaha, saha mitraha.
Samichinam.
Eshah kaha, eshah mitraha.
Samichinam.
Tat kim, tat mitram.
Samichinam.
Etat kim, etat mitram.
Samichinam bhagini. Can you also do the next one?
Okay.
Okay. This is, no, this we have not done. Dhanyavada bhagini. Astu. That's all.
Okay.
So far we have seen napunsakalinga shabdaha and pumlinga shabdaha. Now we will start looking at the new form, which is the strilinga shabdaha. Strilinga shabdaha. So for strilinga shabdaha, the form is different. So we had seen saha, yeshaha, tat, etat. These are the different forms that we have seen for pumlingam and napunsakalinga respectively. And for strilingam, now we will see the new form that we will try to refer to. So to refer to far away objects for strilinga, it will be sa. Sa. Saha was for pumlingam. Sa is for napunsakalingam. Okay. Saha pumlingam. Sa napunsakalingam. Saha pumlingam. Sa napunsakalingam. Saha kaha. Pumlinga question, sa ka napunsa, strilinga shabdam. सह कह पुंलिंग शब्दम सा का इज स्त्रीलिंग क्वेश्चन आर फेमिनाइन क्वेश्चन सो व्हेनेवर वी आर आइडेंटिफाइंग द वर्ड्स एज स्त्रीलिंगम राइट देन वी विल स्टार्ट रेफरिंग टू एज सा का ओके वी वांट टू आस्क समथिंग विच इज फार अवे एंड इट इज इन द फेमिनाइन जेंडर वी विल रेफर टू इट यूजिंग सा का सा शैया सा का सा शैया सो वी आर आस्किंग व्हाट इज शी एक्चुअली इट इज नॉट दैट वेन वी आर यूजिंग दैट इन इंग्लिश वी कैन यूज इट फॉर न्यूट्रल जेंडर राइट बट हियर इट इज समथिंग सम ऑब्जेक्ट एनीथिंग दैट इज ऑब्जेक्ट वी वांट टू रेफर वील से व्हाट इज दैट right the object could be anything whether it be feminine or masculine or neuter we'll refer to it as that only right but when it comes to Sanskrit what happens is with respect to the word right it is not that something a book should necessarily be called as an object right Here, the word that is associated to that object or a person or a living being or an organism, whatever the word form is, using that form, we should associate it the pronoun like saha, yeshaha for masculine, etat, tat for neuter gender, sa and yesha for feminine gender. So now we have the word shayya. Shayya is actually the bed, means a place where somebody could sleep. Shayya. Shayya is actually a bed, and we would want to ask what is that in feminine gender. Then it will say it will become sa ka sa shayya. Okay, sa ka. So please try to. Put one more matra. When I say matra here, in Sanskrit, everything is mostly mathematical, right? The beauty of pronunciation is also mathematical, and the way we pronounce is also different. The position where we are trying to pronounce with respect to each of these is also different. In English, what will happen is generally there is not much variation. With respect to the air that we bring out from our mouth and the point of contact for pronunciation, there is no mathematical classification of letters or alphabets in English. There is no such thing. If you call A, B, C, D, you see that everything is kind of different with respect to this pronunciation. A is kind of coming out from the stomach. B is coming out using the lip. C is again touching the upper jaws. C, D again upper jaw. E again coming out from within. F again you are using lips, right? So there is a kind of an alternating way of the sound pronunciation with respect to English. But when it comes to most of the English languages, Indian languages, what happens is we have classified the letters also. With respect to how the contact of the parts of our mouth are with respect to where the air flow is coming, right? So that is how the letters are classified, are put together, right? And we will talk about this as we go forward also. There is a positional way in which the letters are classified. So, ka, kha, gha, gha, nya. So where is that sound coming from? That is coming from the throat. So the first level of consonant, we are using throat, right? Cha cha jha jha nya. So again, cha cha jha jha nya. Here it is coming only where all of these letters could be pronounced properly, and that is, and this is happening when we touch the tongue to the upper jaw, and there is a kind of pushing of air. So that is how this has been classified. This is one way of classification where the similar pronounced or similar way of pronouncing the letters are put together. That is one thing. The second thing is the timing. Now, when we say timing here, one could be ekamatra, one could be dvimatra, and the other one could be trimatra. What is this matra I am that referring to? It is basically the duration of the time that you are pronouncing. Okay, for Sanskrit, and in order to learn advanced subjects also in Sanskrit, like somebody wants to recite some mantras or Vedas correctly, right? Then they have to know this knowledge of how each of this is pronounced. Now, sir is one matra, meaning let us assume this is for 1 second. Just for reference, I am saying matra, sir, this is for 1 second, let us assume. And sir is half matra, sir. Okay, this is half matra. Whenever you see halantam, that becomes half matra. Again, this is a complete science in itself, how things should be pronounced in Sanskrit. Again, this is a different subject. And if we have vak shuddhi, then the chanting of mantras will become very effective, right? Vak shuddhi is the purity of our pronunciation. The purity of pronunciation gives the effect to pronunciation of mantras very well, or chanting of different things in Sanskrit very well. But the fundamental thing is where we are starting to pronounce the letters and how much duration also it should be pronounced. So the entire thing is classified like this. The reason is that I'm telling you here is for sa, it is not saha, right? Saha, we had visarga and it has ekmatra sa. Sa. Now sa, we have to stretch the pronunciation. We have to say sa, right? We are stretching the pronunciation. Sa, for one more kind of matra or half matra, sa, because this is a union of sa and a. This is not sa and a, this is sa and a. Okay, that is the union of that is coming out of these two combination of these letters. Sa, sa is half matra plus a. A is the swara, the second swara, a. Sa, then it is becoming sa. Okay? Ka, ka, yoga. Ka means the half matra. Ka plus a. A is the second swara. So, ka, yoga, a will become ka. So, sa, ka. Sa, ka is now the question that we are answering or asking. Not answering, asking in the feminine gender. Sa ka sa shayya. Sa ka sa shayya. Okay? So we see this kind of pronunciation when some pandit who knows Vedas, he will try to put variation, right? He will try to put variation in the pronunciation. So this is what would be, again there is swaras also, they will add swaras also and then start pronunciation. Or they start reciting them in that way. So, om, and they start like this, right? So, there will be a kind of variation in the pitch also and also the length of the duration. So, that is how they start reciting. This is covered in detail in the Vyakaranam classes. So, in Vyakaranam classes, all of these aspects are covered, explaining why we are pronouncing like this, and what will happen with respect to a rule of pronunciation, and also how it is associated to the fundamental letters that Panini Maharshi had come up, which is nothing but the Maheshwara Sutrani, how they are associated and how we kind of pronounce. All this is covered in the Vyakaranam classes. But for us, we will try to see how we kind of pronounce. So here the pronunciation is sa ka, sa ka. So, sa shayya, right? Sa shayya, sa shayana, sa shayya. So, that is how we kind of extend our pronunciation duration. Rastu? So, similarly, we have petika, petika. So, petika is actually a box or some kind of a traveler bag, petika. Something that could be locked, petika. So that is what we are saying as petika. So we'll try to practice these initially. Sa is actually the pronoun that we'll use in feminine gender. Sa. Sa ityukte she, that is something which is far. Okay? Far away, and we want to refer something that is far away with respect to a feminine gender. We will use sa. And the associated question is ka. So we have seen different things here. For pumlingaha, we had used kaha. The question was kaha. And the associated pronoun for it was saha. So the question would become saha kaha. Saha kaha. Similarly, for neuter gender, we saw kim as the question. Right? Kim as the question. The associated pronoun for it was tat. Right? Tat kim. So the question becomes tat kim in the feminine gender. And with respect to the, that was in neuter gender. With respect to feminine gender, we saw ka as the question and sa as the pronoun. So the question, if we want to ask something that is far away with respect to a feminine gender word, we will ask it as sa ka. Sa ka. So that is how we will ask the question. So we will practice few of them now. So Arun Mahodaya.
Ha Mahodaya.
Can you please ask the question and then answer it as well?
Okay. Sa ka, sa petika. Sa ka, sa panchalika.
Panchalika, ityukte?
Is it a doll?
Samijinam, bahu samijinam. Yes.
Sa ka, sa balika. Yesha ka, yesha kuchika.
Kunchika, kun.
Kun, okay. Kunchika.
So, yeah, so now when you are saying this, please observe how the pronunciation is also coming. When you used kun, you please see that the nasal part is also being used in order to pronounce this kun, kunchika. Also see or observe your pronunciations as well when you do this.
Okay, Mahoday. Yesha ka, yesha kunchika.
Samichinam.
Yesha ka, yesha shila.
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 Samichinam.
Sa ka, sa mapika.
Samichinam.
Yesha ka, yesha shatika. Sa ka, sa nidhanika. Yesha ka, yesha sharkara. Yesha ka, yesha jalanalika. Yesha ka, yesha sammarjani.
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 Yes, sammarjani.
Sa ka, sa ghati. Yesha ka, yesha lekhani.
Samichina.
Sa ka, sa aghakani.
Nana. Ang. Again, the pronunciation, ang, when we use this, the pronunciation will use the nasal part of it. So, ankani.
Okay. Sa ka, sa ankani.
Samichina.
Sa ka, sa nadi. सा का सा गायत्री येषा का येषा लक्ष्मी नो 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 दिस इज नॉट येषः कः
येषः
लक्ष्मीः
नो महोदय यु आर राइट दिस इज एषा का ओनली and because this is Lakshmi
the visarga is there no mahoday visarga is there yes.
this is an exception this is a strilinga word and this will be an exception where we will see Lakshmihi is actually a strilinga word with the visarga also so okay. there are exceptions where we will see these kind of words as well
okay mahoday thank you yesha ka yeshah yesha lakshmihi
samichinam
सा का सा दुर्गा येषा का येषा सरस्वती सा का सा भद्रकाली सा का सा पार्वती सा का सा महिला सा खा सा वृद्धा ज्येष्ठा
समीचीन
सा खा सा लता येषा खा येषा माला येषा खा येषा युवतिः
समीचीनम् अगेन् द इहि इस् देयर् हियर् बट् स्टिल् इट् इस् अ स्त्रीलिङ्गम्
येषा खा येषा मयूरी
प्रश्नः अस्ति वा किशोर् महोदय
यस् सर् सर् यु नो लैक् जस्ट् वन् क्विक् क्वेश्चन् ऐ जस्ट् गाट् कन्फ्यूस्ड् ओवर् हियर् सो लैक् फार् मास्कुलिन् यु नो वि हेड् कः फार् for neuter gender we had kim and for initially for female gender we had ka right so wherever there were ka we were asking like saka and esha ka but now since there are you know female gender words that are ending with e so so the question should not be like sah ki ki and esha ki
no the question will only be ka as we said who when you are referring to who in three genders we have kah kim ka so these are the three forms with respect to the gender and they will be associated in that form now the ending of the word is what we are referring to as whether it should come under pumlinga strilinga or napunsakalinga right so one is the prashnavachaka shabda that we have learned prashnaka vachaka shabda means how do we ask questions right we have five w's or h's in english similarly with respect to sanskrit we are saying these are the questions that will be asked prashnavachaka shabda shabdaah so when we are referring to this okay. the forms will be the same but the ending of the letters with respect to the gender will be different and we'll learn them as well. as we go forward how these endings are there what is it why are we calling this words in this form as we go forward we'll learn but today we will learn as if a new word is given to us right for any language right how do we learn we try to pronounce it and learn or somebody speaks and we learn right so that okay. is the mode we will try to learn we will not go in a way where the language is introduced to us first with respect to alphabet and then this the way we are trying to learn this classes is basically spoken Sanskrit classes mahodaya astu so do not really worry if you are not getting what it is or whatever it is as long as you keep speaking it right you can pick up the language that is our objective also okay
then I was not worrying I was just thinking so you know it just propped up into my mind so I just sort of asking you
astu maharaj astu sure sure
okay
so we'll follow this methodology where we are saying we speak and then we'll come to the fundamental aspects of it of the language and these are also covered in other classes which is basically a vyakarana class that is also running parallelly is somebody who already has some Devanagari script and can understand Devanagari script can also attend those classes. So there are a lot of other classes that are going on with respect to the advanced sessions of grammar. There are different levels where Samasaha is being covered. Then we have grammar classes called as Vyakaranam classes also being covered. So you can join them as well. There are different sessions that are going on. And these aspects are covered in very detail. Maheshwara Sutrani is covered in very detail. So here we are not covering this. We will try to focus on the Bhashita Sanskritam aspect, which is basically the spoken Sanskritam. Astu Mahodaya. So Arun Mahodaya, can you also do this?
Huh. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Sa utpitika. Yesha ka yesha suchi. Sa ka sa kartari. Sa ka sa lepana pattika.
Lepana.
Lepana pattika.
Lepana pattika. Sellotape.
Yesha ka yesha patti yesha pattika. Sa ka sa vaidya. Yesha ka yesha shikshika. Sa ka sa dvichakrika.
Samijina.
Yesha ka yesha durvani.
Okay, so see what happens is dur, you should not say dur because that ra will become half matra. Whenever we are using Sanskrit, right, what happens is we have to pronounce it completely if the halantam is not there. So the halantam for ra is not there. So you say durvani.
Yesha ka yesha duravani.
Samichina.
Yesha ka yesha jagham duravani.
Jangama duravani. Jangama duravani.
Jangama duravani.
Yesha
ka yesha ka yesha jangama duravani.
Samichinam Mahodaya, Bahu Samichinam, Astu Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavada Mahodaya, Dhanyavada.
Agre, Abhishek Mahodaya, Astiva.
Am Mahodaya, Asmi.
Etat Krupaya Kurvantu.
Esha Ka, Esha Jangama Durvani. Esha Ka, Esha Durvani.
Dura.
Duravani. Sa ka sa dvi chakrika. Esha ka esha shikshika. Sa ka sa vaidya. Esha ka esha patti. Esha pattika. Sa ka sa lepan pattika. Sa ka sa kartari. Esha ka esha suchi. Sa ka sa utpitika. Esha ka esha mayuri. Esha ka esha yuvati, yuvatihi. Sa ka esha ka esha mala. Sa ka sa lata. Sa ka sa vritha, sa jeshtha. सा का सा महिला, सा का सा पार्वती, सा का सा भद्रकाली, एषा का एषा सरस्वती, सा का सा दुर्गा, एषा का एषा लक्ष्मी, सा का सा गायत्री, सा का सा नदी, सा का सा अंकणी, एषा का एषा लेखनी, सा का सा घटी, एषा का एषा सम्मार्जनी, एषा का एषा जलनालिका,
जलनालिका
जलनालिका, एषा जलनालिका,
आम महोदय,
एषा का एषा शर्करा, सा का सा निधानिका, एषा का एषा शाटिका, सा का सा मापिका, एषा का एषा शिला, एषा का एषा कुंचिका, सा का सा बालिका, सा का सा पांचालिका, सा का सा पेटिका, सा का सा शय्या।
बहु समीचीनं महोदय, धन्यवादः। अग्रे क्षमा भगिनी।
आम महोदय, हरि ओम।
हरि ओम।
सा शय्या, सा का सा पेटिका, सा का सा पांचालिका, सा का सा बालिका, एषा का एषा कुञ्चिका, एषा का एषा शिला, सा का सा मापिका, एषा का एषा शाटिका, सा का सा निधानिका, एषा का एषा शर्करा, एषा का एषा जलन मापिका,
जलनालिका,
एषा का एषा समार्जनी,
सम्मार्जनी,
सम्मार्जनी, एषा का सा का सा घटी, एषा का एषा सम्मार्जनी, एषा का सा घटी, एषा का एषा लेखनी, सा का सा अंकनी, सा का सा नदी, सा का सा गायत्री, एषा का एषा लक्ष्मी, सा का सा दुर्गा, एषा का एषा सरस्वती, सा का सा भद्रकाली, सा का सा पार्वती, सा का सा महिला सा का सा वृद्धा सा ज्येष्ठा सा का सा लता एषा का एषा माला एषा का एषा युवती एषा का एषा मयूरी सा का सा उत्पीठिका एषा का एषा सूची सा का सा कर्तरी सा का सा लेपनपट्टिका एषा का एषा पट्टिका पट्टी सा का सा वैद्या एषा का एषा शिक्षिका सा का सा द्विचक्रिका एषा का एषा दूरवाणी एषा का एषा जंगम दूरवाणी
धन्यवाद क्षमा भगिनी बहु
समीचीनम्
अग्रे कृष्णमूर्ति महोदय अस्ति वा
आम गुरुवर्य
कृपया एतत् कुर्वन्तः
एषा का एषा दूरवाणी सा का सा द्विचक्रिका एषा का एषा शिक्षिका सा का सा वैद्या एषा का एषा पट्टी एषा पट्टिका सा का सा लेपनपट्टिका सा का सा कर्तरी एषा का एषा सूची सा का सा उत्पीठिका एषा का एषा मयूरी एषा का एषा युवती एषा का एषा माला सा का सा लता सा का सा वृद्धा सा ज्येष्ठा सा का सा महिला सा का सा पार्वती सा का सा भद्रकाली एषा का एषा सरस्वती सा का सा दुर्गा एषा का एषा लक्ष्मीः सा का सा गायत्री सा का सा नदी सा का सा अंकनी एषा का एषा लेखनी सा का सा घटी एषा का एषा सम्मार्जनी एषा का एषा जलनालिका एषा का एषा शर्करा सा का सा निधानिका एषा का एषा शाटिका सा का सा मापिका एषा का एषा शिला एषा का एषा कुञ्चिका सा का सा बालिका सा का सा पांचालिका सा का सा पेटिका सा का सा शय्या
बहु समीचीनं महोदय धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय
अग्रे सुधीन्द्र महोदय
आं महोदय
अस्तु
सुधीन्द्र महोदय विजयन अग्रे महोदय
आं महोदय सा का सा शय्या सा का सा पेटिका सा का सा पांचालिका सा का सा बालिका एषा का एषा कुञ्चिका एषा का एषा शिला सा का सा मापिका एषा का एषा शाटिका सा का सा निधानिका एषा का एषा शर्करा एषा का एषा जलनालिका एषा का एषा सम्मार्जनी सा का सा घटी एषा का एषा लेखनी सा का सा अंकनी सा का सा नदी सा का सा गायत्री एषा का एषा लक्ष्मी सा का सा दुर्गा एषा का एषा सरस्वती सा का सा भद्रकाली सा का सा पार्वती सा का सा महिला सा का सा वृद्धा सा ज्येष्ठा सा का सा लता एषा का एषा माला एषा का एषा युवती एषा का एषा मयूरी सा का सा उत्पीठिका एषा का एषा सूची सा का सा कर्तरी सा का सा लेपनपट्टिका लेपनपट्टिका एषा का एषा पट्टी एषा पट्टिका सा का सा वैद्या एषा का एषा शिक्षिका सा का सा द्विचक्रिका एषा का एषा दूरवाणी एषा का एषा जङ्गमदूरवाणी
बहु समीचीनं महोदय धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः
अग्रे विजयन् महोदय
अस्तु महोदय एषा का एषा दूरवाणी सा का सा द्विचक्रिका एषा का एषा शिक्षिका सा का सा वैद्या एषा का एषा पट्टी एषा पट्टिका सा का सा लेपनपट्टिका सा का सा कर्तरी एषा का एषा सूची सा का सा उत्पीठिका एषा का एषा मयूरी एषा का एषा युवतिः एषा का एषा माला सा का सा लता सा का सा वृद्धा सा ज्येष्ठा सा का सा महिला सा का सा पार्वती सा का सा भद्रकाली एषा का एषा सरस्वती सा का सा दुर्गा एषा का एषा लक्ष्मीः सा का सा गायत्री सा का सा नदी सा का सा अंकनी एषा का एषा लेखनी सा का सा घटी एषा का ये सम्मार्जनी
सम्मार्जनी
सम्मार्जनी क्षम्यताम् एषा का एषा जलनालिका एषा का एषा चर्करा सा का सा निधानिका एषा का एषा शाटिका सा का सा मापिका एषा का एषा शिला एषा का एषा कुञ्चिका सा का सा बालिका सा का सा पांचालिका सा का सा पेटिका सा का सा शय्या
बहु समीचीनं विजयं महोदय बहु समीचीनं धन्यवादः अग्रे अग्रे प्रेमा भगिनी
शाखा शा पीठिका
पेटिका
पीठिका शाखा शा पाक पाचालिका शाखा शा बालिका एषा का एषा
कुञ्चिका
कुञ्चिका एषा कुञ्चिका
समीचीनम्
एषा का एषा शिला
शिला भगिनि शिला
शिला एषा शिला
समीचीनम्
एक शाखा शाखा शाक मापिका
Bhagini, can you also pronounce as sa, not sha? These are two different
sa,
letters.
Sa, sa, ma, pika.
Sa, ma, pika.
Sa, ma, pika.
Asti.
Esha, ka, esha, sha, tika.
Oh, samita. Agree, Bhagini?
Sa, ka, sa, ni, ta, ni, ka. Esha ka, esha shankara.
No sham, sharkara.
Shakara.
Sharkara.
Shakara.
Ha, shar followed by r, sharkara.
Shakara.
Ha, samichino.
Esha ka, esha jalananlika.
Jalananlika.
Chala nanlika.
Na, nalik.
Chala nan, chana nanika.
Jala nalika.
Chala nan, chala nanlika.
Ha, samichinam, agree.
Esha ka, esha samajani.
Samichinam, oh, samichinam, agree.
Esha shaka shakrati.
Bhagini, don't use sha, use sa. If you can pronounce sa, use sa.
Okay, sorry. Saka sa saka sakrati.
Yes, this is the sa of sorry. So please use sa. Sa ka sa ka sa gati.
Sa gati, sa gati.
Samichinam. Agree.
Esha ka, esha ik khani.
Lekhani.
Leek khani.
Not li, but le. Lekhani.
Lekhani. Esha lekhani. Sa ka, sha ak. Akni, akni.
Ankani, ankani.
Ankani.
Ankana, ka. Cut. The ka of cut. Ankani.
Shang akani.
Na, sa, ankani.
Sa, ankani.
Bahu samichinam.
Shaka sha nadi.
Again, don't go for the sha of she. Use the sa of sorry. Sa ka.
Sorry. Sa. Sa. Sa ka sa nadi.
Samichinam. Agree.
Sa ka. Sa gayatri.
Oh, samitra.
Ishaka ishak lashmihi.
Oh, samitra.
Saka saduga. Ishaha isha sawaswati.
Saraswati.
Sawaswati.
Sa in sorry, then ra, this is there in sorry, Saraswati.
Sarvaswati.
Samichvanam, agree.
Saha sa badri kali.
Badra kali.
Badra kali. Badra kali.
Badra kali.
Drakali. Saha sapavati.
Bhagini, again. Sa ka. Ka. The question is sa ka.
Sa ka. Sapavati.
Bahu samichinam.
सा खा सा महिला सा खा सा वृद्धा सा चैष्टा सा खा सा लट्ठा एषः एषा माला एषा खा एषा युवतिः एषा खा एषा मायूरी सा खा सा उपीठिका
उत्पीठिका
उपीठिका उपीठिका एषा खा एषा सूची सा खा सा खाटारी सा खा सा सा लेपनपट्टिका
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 समीचीन
एषा खा एषा पट्टी एषा पट्टिका सा खा सा वैद्या एषा खा एषा शिक्षिका सा खा सा द्विचक्रिका
द्विचक्रिका द्विचक्रिका
द्विचक्रिका एषा खा एषा दूरवाणी
दूरवाणी दूरवाणी
दूरवाणी दूरवाणी
दूर the r of sorry the r in the r as in sorry duravani
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 samichinam agre bhagni
esha tha esha jagnya mad duvavani
jangama
jangana duvani
duravani
jangana duravani jangana duravani
bahu samichinam bhagini bahu samichinam astu dhanyavadah so what we'll do now is we'll stop here for today and meet next week. It is already 6 minutes past the time, so we'll start again next week at the same time on Monday Indian time, on Sunday US time. I'll send these slides, please revise them again, and see you next week. Punah milamaha agami saptahe.
Namaskar.
Namaskar. Sarvebhyah dhanyavadah.
Very good class it was. Thank you.
Dhanyavad.
Dhanyavadah.
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 Dhanyavadah. Shubharatri.
Mahoday, no prarthana.
Dhanyavadah.
Prarthana, because this is over time, next week we'll follow both the procedures, opening prarthana and ending prarthana.
Okay, Mahoday. Dhanyavadah.
Dhanyavadah.